Oh, who do you want? They want to know, are we rolling our podcast? We're live. So who do you want to win the playoffs? The
I am going with King James because he has nobody on the team. I mean, the thing is, his bench players are amazing, okay?
Uh-huh.
But Kyrie's gone, Love's gone, and this is literally just a King James team right now. This is King James is walking on the court and being a man, and I want to see him win just because of that. But, I mean, yo, you got to give it up to Chef Curry, bro.
Oh, Chef Curry, you got to give it up, boy.
I was all over game two, and I was just like, this has got to be, hands down, my favorite playoffs that I've ever witnessed.
But can I tell you,
both games went into OT, man.
It's the first time it's ever happened in the NBA. The other thing about it is Steph Curry was off game two.
Off, but it doesn't matter. This is what I was telling my son, because my son was like, God, he's off. I'm like, yeah, but this is when the greats step up.
And yep.
That fucking last drive that he did to send it into OT was just amazing, man. He's just, the guy's untouchable.
Are you ready for this name drop? 2 months ago, I went to Chef Curry's house.
Uh-uh.
I interviewed him and his wife and met Riley, the little girl.
Yeah.
The day before game one of the NBA Finals, he invited me to his house again to interview his parents. So I was with his whole family the day before the big game. He invited me out to game two.
Oh, that's so... Oh, so you were there?
No, I couldn't go.
Are you kidding? Give me the tickets.
But what about this? Game six,
yeah,
back in Golden State. What? Somebody on Periscope, tell us when game six is. Me and you go down to Golden State.
Let's go.
To Oakland, and we'll go see the game. You down?
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll introduce you to my boy, Steph Curry, with the shot, boy.
Yo, his daughter, I'm telling
Riley,
you.
Riley, superstar.
Beyond comedy.
Amazing,
she
right?
is amazing. Dude, when she started hiding underneath the curtain and walking, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I lost it. I lost it, dude.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to stop periscoping and listen
Hold
to
Hold on,
our...
let me see everybody in Periscope. I love you guys.
Tell everybody where they can get our podcast.
JoeCoy.com. The podcast?
Yes.
The Yo Joe Show.
Yo Joe Show. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in New Jersey.
Yeah.
The 25th through the 27th. Stress Factory.
Okay, so I'll be at Columbus, Ohio this week. In Cincinnati, the Funny Bones.
Funny Bones. Make sure you check him out. Check me out. We're going to do our podcast. Stop it. We will see you guys later. How do I stop this thing now? How do I stop the
Get an iPhone.
You just pull it down?
Oh, what a dumb phone.
You're a dumb phone. Hold on. We're still going.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Here we go. Stop, broadcast. Boom. That was our first Periscope. It's still going. Hang on.
Oh, Jesus.
How do I stop it?
He is ridiculous.
Hold on. Stop. Okay,
ridiculous, man.
All right. All right. I like it. All right. So now we're on Periscope.
No, we're on pod. We're podding now.
We're podding now. Do you have Periscope yet?
I have it. I haven't done it yet,
dude,
but I got to start doing it.
It's awesome, man. Because they can ask you questions right there, dude.
All right. Well, I'm going to start doing it.
Dude, bring it to your shows. Bring it everywhere. That was my first one. I just downloaded it because it just went to Samsung's. I know y'all had it for a while on your little iPhones, but...
Samsung always gets everything second. You know that, right?
It does. Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. But it's fine because after they work out all the bugs and all the problems in it, Samsung gets it when it's perfected. You know what I mean? I don't want test food. I want the main dish when it works.
That's
a good example. Yeah, thank you.
I like that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Joe.
Do you think Burger King is still test food before it goes to McDonald's?
Yes, it probably is.
No one eats Burger King, right?
I've never seen a person in Burger King ever.
I've never, ever. And I'll see Burger Kings. I've never pulled in. I don't pull the fuck in. I rarely eat fast food. It's just when I do a road trip, it's either McDonald's, In-N-Out, or Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I eat.
Oh, my goodness. That's disgusting, dude.
Taco Bell is the most disgusting fast food item you could eat.
Dude, you are disgusting.
Yeah,
you are disgusting.
But I don't eat fast food all the time. It's just when I'm making that run, because when I go to Sacramento, I like to do it in one shot. I like to knock it out in like 5 hours and just get there.
Yeah.
And the only way you can do that is if you pull into a fast food spot and just get something quick. And it's usually those three. It's either In-N-Out. It's usually In-N-Out for the most part.
Okay.
But I never pulled into a fucking... I've never even said the word Whopper in my life.
My parents used to take me to Burger King when I was a kid.
Because they're black.
Yeah, I would say, not to be stereotypical, a lot of black people go to Burger King.
Mike, that's not being stereotypical.
But we called it Burger King. You know what I mean? Jesus. Burger King.
Are you listening to this, you guys? Did you hear what he just said? They don't call it Burger King. They call it
Burger Kang.
Yeah, do you know how many people, what Brady just did? I want everyone to hear it on the iPod, on the pod.
What happened?
When you, every time you do your black voice,
uh-huh.
Brady, drunk Brady, always puts his hand on his forehead and shakes his fucking head. Because it's almost like you're giving black people a disservice.
I'm not.
Black people, even your dad is embarrassed when you do an impersonation of black people.
Can I tell you what's sad?
Your dad does not go, Burger Kang.
My dad said, no, he doesn't.
Only a black actor in a really bad blaxploitation film from like the 70s would say it like that.
No.
Burger Kang.
No.
We didn't call it Burger King. We called it Burger Kang.
No, when we played football on the football team, we would say, hey, man, let's go to Burger Kang.
God. I'm shaking my head.
We did.
No, you didn't.
We did too. Burger Kang, son.
Jesus. You didn't start saying son until I started saying son.
Oh, I've
you.
Said son all my life.
Who owns Burger King? Where are they making money?
The king owns it. You see him in the
corner. I have seen the king. You are right.
My friend dressed up as the king one Halloween. It was for, and he just stood in the corner of the club. It was the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is freaky. That is a freaky character. Yeah. Okay, out of all the fast foods, and I know you don't eat anymore because you're a very healthy guy now. Mm-hmm. You're straight vegan now, right?
Yeah, vegetarian.
Which means what? What's a vegetarian?
I do have dairy. I do have cheese at times. If they don't have vegan cheese, I will eat their cheese.
Like, what is vegan cheese? Tofu cheese?
I don't ask. I just I just eat it, Joe. I just eat it. Yeah.
So, but do you ever just break down and go, fuck it, I'm going to have a hamburger, like a cheeseburger?
No, I can't eat meat anymore. It disgusts me.
It really does.
Yeah, it really does.
What about, everything's tofu for you?
No. It's all like kale, beans, rice, things like that. Does Kingston need to take a dump?
Nope.
Because he's waiting
Kingston
at the door.
Kingston likes to, okay, Kingston, by the way, is the dog. My son wanted a dog so bad. We were going to buy your dog. My son wanted one of your dogs so bad. And what is he,
French bulldog.
My son wanted one so bad. And then I was like, let's go to an adoption.
Yeah.
Like, let's adopt a dog, man. And we went to this this place on Ventura to adopt the dog. And all these dogs are just going crazy, barking and jumping on people. And Kingston was in the far back by himself, just chilling. And right when my son looked at him, he goes, that's my dog. And we had to get him.
Let me tell you, I was about to say, Kingston is the most laid back dog, just chilling. He must be old.
He's not. He's 2 years old. He's just got an old soul.
Yeah, he must be like, he's one of these Asian old men. Yeah. Just like,
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it doesn't have to be Asian, and he didn't have to do that. But I will say this, though. When he's hungry, he wants to go to Burger King.
Well, he's a smart dog, and he's black.
He's black. Black with hazel eyes.
Yeah.
He's a good dog. And if you guys can, adopt a dog. Like, I know it's cool to have a cool little...
I adopted a dog.
A French bulldog or... No, I'm not saying you.
From a very expensive place.
No, I'm just saying... You know what I'm saying. It's nice to have the full breeds, but there's a lot of those dogs that need homes that, you know...
I tell you what stopped me from adopting a dog? What? One of these crazy adopt-a-dog people. Because I was thinking about getting a French bulldog. She said, oh, you're just killing dogs if you do that. And she started attacking me for even thinking about buying a dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to buy a dog. And it's not my fault these dogs are dying. It's because people are getting them and not taking care of them and sending them to the pound.
Exactly.
So don't get on me. I do my job. And she pissed me off. I bought a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we being...
They're attacking me, dude. Yeah.
Don't attack us.
Throw me under the bus because
don't throw him under the bus because he's got a lot of money to spend on a French bulldog. Let him get it. It's not our fault that there's people out there that don't know how to fucking raise a dog properly.
Thank you.
And then send them off into the street. And now it's our problem. And we got to work. I think you need to start yelling at the people that do this. You know what I mean? Like, let's find a system to take care of that. Instead of these dogs becoming homeless.
Yeah.
Let's penalize people that do that.
Exactly.
Like, that way they don't make them homeless anymore.
Chop off their hand or something.
Well, there's got to be some kind of penalty.
Like, how do you penalize them?
I don't know. These dogs need to be registered. And if you fucking lose your dog, penalize them.
Okay.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Because it is a big problem. It costs the city a lot of money.
Dude, Bob Barker talked about it.
It costs us a lot. And they go fuck each other in alleys. Babies all over the place.
Mm-mm.
Little litters everywhere.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need that.
Mm-mm. Like the Duggars family, just kids everywhere.
Can you explain that?
Oh my goodness.
Can you, my sister, you want me to break it down for me?
Okay.
And I still didn't get what was going on.
The son.
One of the sons
of the Duggars.
The Duggar family.
Josh Duggar.
How old is he?
He's in his 30s now or late 20s.
And he's the eldest?
No, let's not get into that because I don't know. There's so many kids.
How many?
But 19.
Holy shit.
So he, when he was 14, molested like four of his sisters.
But what was he supposed to do? I'm not saying it's
legal. What? They were 4 and 5 years old, Joe.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But no, you just said, what is he supposed to do? You know, he's supposed to not do that.
I know. So he's not supposed to do that. And the way I said that was wrong.
Yes, it was.
Now I have nothing to say out of this.
No, say it. You need to clear what you just said up.
This is what I meant from this is that's why you don't have a lot of fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
You need to control and raise them properly. You know what I mean?
And they were homeschooled. Yeah, so don't meet anybody.
You put that boy in a horrible situation. You know what I mean? Like when the
Let me give you some more facts so you can think about what you need to say.
Yeah.
So the parents, what I didn't like when they did an interview with Megyn Kelly, they said after the third time he told us, we went to the police.
What the fuck?
So the first time they tried to send him to God counseling or church counseling, didn't work. So he did it 2 more times. Then they went to the police. Police said, hey, we'll take care of it. Rumors are the Duggars went to a friend that was a police officer. So he kind of hid it. Now that the family is big, you know, once you get all this attention, secrets start coming out. They released it because after 10 years, it can be a public file. You know what I mean? And they released it. It came out. Now their whole argument, the Duggars' whole argument is the media is after them. They're being attacked. No, no,
no,
no. But I have to ask you, Joe, you have 4 kids. Let's just say you have four kids.
I'm sorry about the comment I made, right? I was purely ignorant. But I was just saying, you know, as a parent, this is why you can't have 19 children.
Yeah.
Because fucked up shit's going to happen like that.
And it was their homeschool, and they're secluded. They're to themselves. They don't really interact with anybody else. Now, you say what you said is messed up. I do agree, but a lot of people have said that already.
Oh, okay, see?
A lot of people have said they actually put him in that position where they didn't let him experience anything else except their family.
So, exactly, and what do you do? Like that, I think that's what I meant. I don't agree with what the kid did. It's mm-hmm. fucking wrong, but what is he supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's becoming a man. There's things happening to his body, and and if you're going to have all these kids in homeschool and not let him interact with other girls and know what it's like to be a boy.
I got you.
I'm not defending it, but I'm just like, the parents really fucked up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're the ones that need to get penalized for this horrible thing that happened. You know what I mean? The boy, I feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And of course the girls, duh, obviously. What I'm saying is this boy, like, Jesus Christ, my parents put me in a horrible fucking situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree. It's a crazy situation to have your past after you're married with your own kids. For that to come back.
Oh, my God. I want to interrupt real quick and ask mm-hmm. you. And like I said, this topic is a horrible topic. I don't agree with any of it. But now I want to sidetrack and just. If the dad, would you get mad if the dad, when the kid turns 16, when all the hormones are raging
mm-hmm.
and this kid is being homeschooled, hasn't even met a girl. Would you get mad at the dad if he took him to a whorehouse and said, here's some condoms, go to town, because this is what it's like to be, you know what I mean? This is what it's like to be with a woman, or you know what I mean?
Well,
because that's what's going through his head at the house. He's like jerking off in the shower. He's like, fuck, what do I do? You know what I mean?
Well,
I've never seen a girl before.
Well,
I know that sister number 12 and sister number 8.
Well, here's the argument to that. Is there a Christian household?
That means shit.
Well, I'm just saying they go by their values. They go by their morals. They've actually said that if they found anyone outside of their family did that to their family, they would punish them like 2 years ago. Now it's back on them. Everything they're against, it's coming back and slapping them in the face.
Right in the face.
And now they're like backtracking. You know, so it's that's the thing. They're in a huge glass house right now, and everybody's throwing stones. All those stones are coming back. What do they say? Don't throw stones out of a glass house. All that, I think that's right. But all of it's coming back.
I when I was a kid, I remember my friend. It was like a friend of mine from high school, and I remember him saying when he turned like 16, 17, that his dad took him to Tijuana, and they went at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he goes, and my first time with a girl was a prostitute in Tijuana.
See, that's crazy.
But is that crazy, though?
Yes. That's crazy.
But would
you want your first time to be with a prostitute?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
But I mean, I agree more with the raising, with that father raising his son. I'm not saying I don't know how to say it. I would have more respect for this dad if he had 19 kids and he's just like, hey, honey, let me get Brandon, whatever the kid's name is.
Yeah.
Let me show him what it is to be with another chick, man.
At 14?
Whatever.
No, I got you. I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah.
I mean, I would if that came out into the media, I would be defending his father and go, well, what the fuck else is dad supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. No, I got you.
Other than this, now I'm mad at the fucking dad.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to sit there, dad, and not know that your son is going through some shit right now? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just upset with the whole situation because they're total hypocrites. They attack people in their values, but yet that's going on in their house. And they knew about it, kept it secret, and still attacked people.
That's always the same shit, though. The people that throw stones are usually the ones that have the most shit. The deepest secrets.
Yep.
I've always said that. And you know, no one even taught me that. When I was a kid, I always knew that. I always knew that people that started shit or talk shit about other people, I always said to myself, I go, this person got some deep shit.
Mm-hmm.
This person got some deep shit, and you're trying to be a magician. You know what I mean? You're trying to be like, don't look at me, because I got some nasty shit. I got some shit in my closet you don't want to know, so let's talk about her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whatever
this
happens,
chick's a slut over here.
You know, like, kids get shamed so much, fat shame, this shame. Whatever happened to the saying, I'm rubber, you're glue, it bounces off of me and sticks to you. That made me feel so good when I was a kid. When somebody would say something mean about you, you're like, I'm rubber, you're glue, it bounces off of me, and you were done.
Yeah.
And they would take it like, damn, I said it against myself.
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. Like, you would totally flip the game if you said that.
I remember getting into a fight in junior high school with a kid that kept saying that, and I kept throwing like shit at him.
Yeah, and you get mad.
And he said it after everything that I said, because I was being so creative with what I was saying. Yeah. And he'd always say that. I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever I say, whatever you say, say bounces on me and sticks to you. And I'm just like, oh, you're a dick.
But the problem
I said, I'm rubber,
you're glue.
Whatever you say bounces on me.
But it gets you mad because you feel like it's back on you.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I got to come up with something else.
Yep. And it sticks right back on me. Now I have a dick on me. I have all this stuff that I threw out at him, and it's all stuck to me because I'm fucking glue.
Okay, let's change topics for a second. Kim Kardashian just celebrated Kanye West's birthday party.
How old is he?
38. Or 37, one of those. But she rented out the Staples Center so he could have a full court.
Some of his
game.
Closest friends come.
Yeah, with John Legend.
Oh yeah,
John Legend was there. So what do you think about you? To me, a lot of people are having a problem with this because they always have a problem. You got the money, spend it, man. If he wants to play basketball at the Staples Center, let him do it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what you do.
No problem with that.
Hey, Mike, you and I aren't in. I mean, we're in a higher tax bracket ourselves, but we're not at that level.
No,
but I will tell you this, Mike and I. We live a good life with the money that we make. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on planes with you that I didn't even know you were on, and we're both sitting in first on a Virgin flight.
We're very blessed.
But I'm just saying that first class is a bullshit seat.
Yeah.
And for them to put, especially when you're flying anywhere that's in
Southwest.
Florida. If you're in Florida or going to New York on Virgin first, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid money. It's very expensive. It's the most expensive first class ticket you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not the Staples Center, but what we're doing is just as dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we fly so much and we travel so much that that amount of money is worth just the you know what I mean?
Not even a nightmare. Yeah, I understand that. And we're on a way lower level. She spent $110,000 to rent this venue for like 4 hours.
Yeah, and they're also worth $200 million.
Yeah, so that's a drop
in the bucket. That's us spending our first class tickets.
Yeah.
And they deserve it. Like, yo, they work hard, play hard, man. And anyone else listening, instead of getting mad at the amount of money that Kim spends on Kanye or how much Kanye spends on at a fucking club, just get there.
Yes.
You can get there. I always hear people going, God, man, what am I going to do about this and that? And I'm like, yo, man, if you would have met me 12 years ago, you should have seen my hustle, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was still, like, there's that lyric that I forget how Kanye says it. But he talked about, even though he didn't have it, he spent it like he had it. Mm-hmm. And that was me. Like, I always related to that lyric that Kanye said, because I was rocking that Versace. What is
Versace.
Yeah, I was that same cat, man.
Buying stuff you don't even know how to pronounce.
And I didn't give a fuck. And not only that, I was married at the time and had a kid. And I'm telling you, you can ask my ex, man. It was whatever she wanted, whatever I wanted, whatever my son wanted. We were going to get it. And I was going to make sure we got it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I hustled. I took every gig. I was selling DVDs that I was burning at home by myself. I would go to Fry's and buy a stack of blank DVDs. It was $100 for 100 stack. And I would sell those for like $8. Turn that into $800.
You're like a drug dealer, man.
No, but I mean, that's what you do, though.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it. Anyone, man. I had this one friend. I forget his fucking name, man. I think his name's Clint. But you know, he got himself through chiropractic school or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But while he was going to school, him and his lady were recycling cans.
Wow!
And they were like going into cans and recycling them and blah blah blah. And you know why? Because he wanted to pay his fucking school off instead of going. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know it's a small hustle, but it's a hustle. And now look at him.
Yep.
Now he's got his own practice, and I bet you he can't wait to tell people what he did with his lady digging for cans.
That's love right there. When your girl is digging, man, up cans with you.
Yo, dude, I had such a hustle. I used to work at Borders Books, man. And I can say it now publicly because they're out of business. But when I was working for Borders, they had in the break room, they always had this bin, right? And it was like test CDs that, you know, like you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Like when
the samples, demos
and samples and shit. And they always send Borders so they can play it inside the store so people hear it, go, oh, what is that? And then we suggest it. Well, anyways, when they're done with that demo, they would put it in the stock in the break room, and it always said, employees take two, no more than two. You know what I mean? And I found out that the classical demos were the most you could resell those at like what is that, Amoeba? You could sell classical for like $5 because they were turning them over. They were selling them for like $18. They would buy it from me for $5, bro. At the end of the month, I was from Borders, just off of the free CDs that they were letting me take, I was making at least a couple hundred, $200-$300.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? That's diapers, that's powder, that's toothpaste. Like, that's why I never understood, like, when people just sit there and complain, like, oh, I wish I could do that. What do I gotta do to get there? It's like, do not talk to me.
Hustle.
Man. Hustle, man. When you hear that word, it's like, people always laugh, like, oh, yeah, hustle. Like, oh, you can sell drugs? Like, no, man, you can do it. There's ways of hustling at all,
you know,
at all levels.
Is it because I'm getting older? Is because I feel like hustle has changed where it's not, people don't do that anymore. Like, I used to work at a radio station for 8 months for free just to get on the air overnight shift from 2 to 5 a.m.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, I had no problem being an intern working for free to come up. People don't do it.
They don't do it.
I have interns that are college students. Right away, they want to get paid.
Dude.
I'm like, you haven't done any. You haven't even graduated yet.
I know guys.
It's a self of entitlement.
I know guys that just started doing stand up and they're like, yo, I need to get that features money.
Yeah.
I need $1,000 a week. And I'm like, bro, you need to go stand up in the middle of a fucking Denny's and perform. You know what I mean?
You need
for
to stand
free.
Outside a Laugh Factory.
Stand outside a Laugh Factory and hand out fucking flyers for a year, man.
Yeah.
You better get your name out there first before you can even demand any kind of goddamn money from this room. Nobody in this motherfucker knows you.
Mm-hmm.
So respect that stage. Like, respect the fucking people that are bringing in the ticket sales. You know what I mean?
It's changed,
man. When I used to perform at the Laugh Factory and it's like, and you see who's on stage, and then you go, oh, okay, I get it. This is why everyone's here. to see those guys.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to complain about my time. You know what I mean? I'm not going to complain about going up at 1:55 in the fucking morning and I can only get, you know, get 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain about not getting paid. I'm not going to complain about getting bumped. I'm not going to complain about the light being turned on prematurely. I'm going to respect my fucking position. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to run outside. Well, one, I'm going to kill my opportunity when I do get up there. And then when I'm done, I'm going to run out front. And I'm going to shake fucking hands.
Yes.
And I'm going to hand out flyers. And I'm going to create my own following. And that's how you fucking do it.
And you know what's crazy? I was backstage with one comic. And this was like probably a year in doing stand-up. I was like, hey, I'm going to go outside and meet people. He's like, yeah, I don't do that. I like to create the mystique of not meeting them, them wondering who I am.
Well, keep creating and with the never, lights off, motherfucker.
And that guy's not successful today.
That makes no sense to me.
It's so stupid. This is, especially the days where it's all about social media right now. It's all about every time you take a picture with somebody, they post it automatically.
Oh, they post
That's
it.
Free advertisement right there. Free they love you. They love the show. They're telling their friends, and you're taking that away. You're old school right Here, there.
Here's basic basic promotion from an old man.
101 right
101
here.
101 right here. For every fucking picture you take, just look at how many friends they got, and they just told all of their friends
Thank
about you.
You.
That's basic, man. You don't need to... You don't need to go to college
Don't
for
overthink
that.
It. That's what it is.
It's all it is grab their phone, take a selfie, and let them post the pic. They're going to post and go, look who I met. And then look at how many friends they got. You're going to be quite surprised when you see some of these selfies have 4,000 friends.
Yeah.
And they did all the work for you. And all it took you was 1 second to smile and say thank
and
you.
And be not, and that's what it comes down to. Forget about the friend. It's all about saying thank you after the show.
And then, here's another thing. I also want to clarify this. I'm not doing it to win your friends over. I'm doing it because I'm sincerely thankful that you came to my show. I want to take a selfie with you. You know what I mean? I want to shake your hand. It's just, I don't get it, man.
It's so, let me tell you, big comedians, a lot of them don't do it. Yeah. And I understand these comedians that have 3,000-4,000 people at a show.
Yeah.
And it's all, I get that.
Yeah.
They would be there 5 hours, 10 hours.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
But, like, these club shows are awesome where you could just meet the fans, meet the crowd, and they're so excited to meet you. And I've been to Joe's show. Like, they're amazing crowds, and they're fun, excited. And that's what meet people, thank them. And that's how you come up and promote.
Yeah, man, that was great. Yeah. What was that? Just teaching a lesson today?
I guess so. This was our positive pod.
But yeah, positive pod. So
teaching lessons.
I think what we're going to say here is the word hustle.
Hustle.
It's not a bad word. It's a great word. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the guys that are running our pod. You know what I mean? Ernie found a skill that he fell in love with.
Started a business.
And now it's a living. Mm-hmm. And he's got great guys that he...
Drunk Tom Brady.
No, but how many pods do you have? Name a couple so I can just say it real quick. Who's a couple guys? Joe DeRosa. Joe DeRosa, hysterical.
Yeah.
Eddie Ift, hysterical. And he's about to, I think he's about to develop a show due to his podcast. And so I mean, anyways, what I'm trying to say, and he works with us. And what I'm saying is if you would have met Ernie, 7 years ago, he's probably doing something that he fucking hated.
Yeah.
And then he found a passion and he found a love for this engineering, this pot. And now look at him. So it's like, bro, anyone can do it. The utilities, what am I trying to say? The things are out there for you to make anything happen.
Anything's possible.
If you like to cook, cook. If you like to bake, bake. You know what I mean? Anything that you are passionate about, it can become your career. You know what I mean? So just hustle, you guys.
Yes.
If you're in a cubicle and you hate your fucking job, yo, find what it is that you love in life and pursue it. We live in America, man.
You can anybody's dream can come true. Anybody, you just gotta hustle.
As corny as that sounds, man.
It's true.
It's fucking true, man.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. Joe, where are you this week?
I'm gonna be in Cincinnati at the Funny Bone for one night, Thursday night, and then I'm driving over to Columbus, Ohio, and finishing off my week there at the Columbus Funny Bone. And then I'm coming right back to do 2 weeks at the Ontario Improv.
Awesome. June 25th through 27th, I will be in New Jersey at the Stress Factory, so make sure you come on down. We will see you next time.
Wait. I want to make an announcement real quick.
Yeah.
Will you do a pod with me at my restaurant in Vegas?
Yes, that'll be fun.
And I'll fly you out.
Yes, let's do it.
I want to set that up, promote it, and
absolutely.
And then you come out.
Oh,
I'll
where
fly
people
you out.
Can come out and, yes. and watch it. And oh, come. Let's do that.
We'll do a dinner and a pod live at my restaurant.
Can your mom come by and be on the show too?
Here's the thing: we don't even have to invite her; she'll be there.
I love that.
She will be there.
My have your mom, will be there?
Yes.
And we'll do her radio show to
yeah.
promote it.
Yeah. when my mom comes to our live pod, literally, this will be her first thing that she'll say: "Where do I sit? Where do I sit?" Literally. I love you guys.
Love you. Later.
Later.